Cape Talk.
DIY. Rather later than normal, with apologies. We're focusing on a DIY Christmas today, and a greener DIY Christmas at that. Joining me on the line is the founder of the online platform Faithful to Nature, going to talk to us about how to spruce up your home for the season without making a bad impact on the planet. Talking about homemade decorations and greener alternatives for everything from your Christmas tree to your Christmas wrapping paper. Before I say hello to Robin, let me tell you that we have a copy to give away today of Missy Overturf's wonderful book, Real Easy Decor and DIY. It's packed full of inspiring projects that you can make yourself at home, and we will be giving a copy away to one of you who phones in and shares with us your DIY tip for Christmas. What are you making yourself? What are you doing that's a little bit different? Are you baking decorations to go on your tree? Have you made your own homemade wreaths out of recycled material? Have you done something a little different for your Christmas tree? Call me on 021-446-0567. Tell us what you've done, and you could win a copy of Real Easy Decor and DIY. With that, it's hello to Robin Smith, founder of Faithful to Nature. Great to have you with us, Robin.
Always good to be on my favorite show. How's it, Pepe?
Thanks, Robin. How's it? Let's start with the tree itself, because you're usually faced with two alternatives here, neither of them particularly friendly to the planet. One is a real tree that has been cut down, and the other one is a plastic tree that might end up on landfill. What would be your suggestion instead of those two?
Well, we actually got a fantastic idea from Green Pop, and that is to invest every year actually to buy a tree, to use it over the Christmas period, and then as a family to plant it when you finished, which
That's
I just think is
idea.
Such an incredible tradition. Yeah, it's such an amazing idea. The other suggestion I have for your listeners is to go onto Pinterest. I was recently looking, using the keywords repurposed Christmas tree or eco-friendly Christmas tree, and there are just such amazing ideas there of, for instance, using books with Christmas lights, and all sorts of other ideas using repurposed items around the house to actually make a Christmas tree, which just basically expands our whole idea of what that, you know, center decor piece needs to look like in the house.
It's a great suggestion. Obviously, Pinterest, a source of lots of inspiration in many areas, so it's a very practical idea to go and look there. Just want to take you back to that idea from Green Pop. So tell us a little bit more. When you say buy a tree, use it, and then have it planted, what sort of tree of what sort of size are we talking here?
Well, I mean, Green Pop recommended the Waterberry tree because it's a great shape. But, you know, having recently been to the nursery to find a tree for our family, we actually ended up getting a fairly tall olive tree that was starting to grow.
Okay.
And we've decorated that, and then we'll plant that afterwards in the garden. So obviously, indigenous trees are the way to go. But I would just say get off to the nursery and have a look. I mean, it's, you know, and allow yourself to be inspired.
And find something, obviously, that's grown to the sort of size that fits the space that you have designated for the tree and take it from there. Great suggestion.
Yes. Yeah, and with the decorations and what have you.
Okay, now speaking of the decorations, there are some children in particular for whom the Christmas tree is not a Christmas tree unless it's got twinkly lights on it. And those two can be showers of electricity. Are there any greener alternatives to those?
Well, I mean, there are solar fairy lights.
Really?
Which, yes. We stock them, and I'm sure we're not the only outlet that does. We've actually been selling them for quite a few years now, but they're the way to go. Because obviously, you know, once you've used them on your tree, you put them back in the garden, and keep your garden looking festive all year round with your solar fairy lights.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you know, just in terms of the decorations, I think the key word here is repurpose and, you know, recreate. Obviously a great opportunity to get the kids involved. But, you know, even taking a look at, like, kids' old toys and just adding hooks onto those to put into the trees, you know, there's so much stuff that goes to waste around the house that can be repurposed for events like this.
And that box of your children's art treasures from years gone by is ideal for this. Ours is covered in paper stars in various stages of scribbling and painting. As their skills got better, the stars improved in quality, but they all go on the tree every year. And it's part of the process for us, remembering when we made that at that school. It sits in a box in a corner of a cupboard all year round, but every year it's a box full of memories that comes out. I always love the idea of baking things to hang on the tree that guests can then help themselves to and have a nibble if they get peckish. I believe you've shared a DIY cookie recipe that we can pass on to our listeners.
Yes, yeah, everything's on our blog that can, you know, can be found there. But I actually love that idea too. I heard you mention it earlier. We tried that 1 year, and unfortunately, our dogs got into our tree.
Oh, oops.
But yeah, fantastic idea. I mean, I think any tradition that one can create that involves the kids and is eco-friendly as well, it's just, you know, you're winning on all fronts.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there's also, for those who are getting lots of gifts, there's lots of packaging around at this time of year. And obviously, the first thing is, when you're buying things, be mindful of what they're packaged in. But Robin, it also comes down to what we are then ourselves wrapping them in to present to other people as gifts. Any zero-waste alternatives or eco-friendly suggestions you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, I could keep you here all day. But firstly, you know, one could actually use the gift as part of the wrapping paper, so to add a scarf or a T-shirt. And then talking of fabric, to use old fabric, but beautiful fabric. And then, I mean, for years, we've actually been wrapping our Christmas presents in just plain paper that the children then decorate. So if there are any of our customers, for instance, listening to the phone call, you know, the Faithful to Nature wrapping paper that we send to people is just plain paper.
Yeah.
That can be decorated by kids. I've used newspaper, actually, you know, newspaper with adverts on it, you know, that's got quite a lot of color in it. Once wrapped up with some pretty little string on it, looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I actually, it's so much more gratifying giving a gift in wrapping paper that you have created yourself. I think it actually looks more beautiful and stands out than the synthetic paper that can just be bought without much thought.
Well, I'm sure you'll love the email I've just received from Catherine, who says, we're making our own wrapping paper and Christmas crackers this year. For the paper, we're using brown paper with our children's handprints and potato stamps. And for the crackers, we're using recycled loo roll inners. The kids are writing interesting facts or jokes on paper, and we're putting inside homemade mini gingerbread men. I think that's a brilliant idea, Catherine. I'd rather get a gingerbread man than yet another plastic whistle or silly keyring that's going to end up under the couch and sit there for 6 months. So it's a lovely idea. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, and I'm sure you would approve of that approach, Robin.
Yeah, I wish I was in that house today. Sounds amazing.
Robin Smith, founder of Faithful to Nature. I know there are lots of ideas for really eco-friendly gifts, because we'd like people to buy mindfully as well. And won't you just remind us where we'll find your site for those who'd like to go shopping?
Sure. The easiest thing to do is to just type in Faithful to Nature to Google. Otherwise, it's www.faithfultonature.co.za.
Robin Smith, founder of Faithful to Nature, a lovely place to go shopping if you're looking for inspiration. Robin, thanks for the ideas you've shared with us today. Roz in Meadow Ridge, tell us what you've done a little differently for your Christmas tree.
Hi, Pippa. I do pottery. Mm-hmm. And what I do is each year choose a different cookie cutter and cut out a whole lot of decorations. I use them for gift tags. And this year I've made a whole lot of different ones, and my Christmas trees filled with my cookie cutout Christmas decorations that I've painted and decorated throughout the year.
Sounds fantastic, Roz. If you get a moment, please take a photo and send it along to us so that we can tweet it and hopefully give others a bit of inspiration. In the meantime, congratulations. You have won a copy of Missy Overturf's book, Real Easy Decor and DIY, which I hope will give you lots of inspiration for next year and beyond.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Roz in Meadow Ridge, a very creative use of her skills in pottery for decorating the tree. Also getting some lovely emails and suggestions coming in on the Facebook page and on the SMS liner. Please do keep those coming and share them with us as we head into the second hour of the show.